Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Excuse me. Welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Grateful to God for being on the air again this week. We thank God for all that He's done from the time that we were together last week until now. We thank God for His manifested blessings. We thank Him for His love and His patience with us. We thank God for those of you who are really pushing towards purpose and understanding what it is that God has called you to in the earth, and that you are being empowered by His word. On this evening, we won't keep quiet. We won't keep quiet. So God, we invite you in now to speak to us and speak through us. Father, we ask that you would have your way in the midst of us. God, not my will, but thy will be done. We bind now every hindering spirit, oh God, that would try to distract, oh God, or cause mishap on the broadcast on tonight. God, I ask that you would bless those who have logged in. Bless those who are in the chat room, oh God. Allow us to have conversation that you would be glorified in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you tonight for having your way. We count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I thank God this week. Thank God for the prophet and pastors who have called in on tonight. Amen. As the discussion goes forward, please press 1 if there's something that you would like to share or some insight that God gives, the Holy Spirit gives, as we embark on this conversation about we won't keep quiet. So Acts chapter 4, verses 15 through 20, and this is from the Message Bible, reads this way. Peter and John were trying to be silenced after the word had spread about what Jesus had done. It's this. They sent them out of the room so they could work out a plan. They talked it over. What can we do with these men? By now it's all over town that a miracle has occurred and that they are behind it. There is no way we can refuse that. But so that it doesn't go any further, let's silence them with threats so they won't dare use Jesus' name ever again with anyone. They called them back and warned them they were on no account ever again to speak or to teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John spoke right back. Whether it's right in God's eyes to listen to you rather than God, you decide. As for us, there's no question. We can't keep quiet about what we've seen and what we've heard. And again, we won't keep quiet. We could, but we won't keep quiet. Well, I looked at this passage of scripture and writing back home this evening, and God spoke about situations that we're encountering in the earth right now where often people don't want to hear truth. They don't want to hear about what God is doing. And it's almost as if they are coercing together. They are having these secret meetings and they're plotting against those who are purposed to walk in their purpose, for those who are going to decree and declare the word of God, for those who are not going to sugarcoat what's being heard from God, but give the truth. And for those, it would appear that you're being pushed back, you're trying to be silenced, that you're not being used. You get to feel in some kind of way. And so I was putting myself in this situation, as Peter and John may have been, thinking to themselves, I can't deny that's here to save me. I can't deny the one that's doing the healing. I can't deny, because what's taking place is not me, but it's about Jesus. And so as we're going about now, in this season in particular, there's so many things that are coming to surface, so many things that people are saying to try to distract the truth, to try to keep from hearing what God has to say to his people and hearing about the works that Jesus did. They would rather play games. They would rather poke fun, plying with what God is requiring of his people. He said, what is right in God's eyes to listen to you rather than God? You decide. We have to understand with that passage of scripture right there that there is some accountability to those that have leadership over us. And we've talked about this before, how we place ourselves under leaders. And so when you're placing yourself under a leader, you are subject to their rule because they're your leader. However, not ever should you allow anyone to say that their voice is greater than God's voice, that their thoughts regarding what you should do and what you should say will overrule what it is that God is saying. And I know sometimes people say, well, I don't know if it's God. Well, if you're not sure it's God, say it anyway. And if it's not, say, Lord, help me, Lord, forgive me. But I feel like this is what I'm hearing you say. Then open your mouth. But we can't keep quiet. We just can't keep quiet. We laugh, we joke, we fun. It's all good. We're supposed to have a good time in God. Being in God is not boring. But we can't compromise who we are in the face of people. We still have to maintain who we are in God and speak the truth. I was sharing with somebody the other day about my sister prophetess Nina. I said, you know, I'm watched God do a work in her. And not that she's ever been quiet or pretty tempered, but now she's got a boldness about herself that she's going to speak and not be quiet. And that blesses me because I know what it was like for me to come out of my cocoon, to come out and become the butterfly that God had created me to be, where I was now flying and allowing people to see the beauty of what Christ had done inside of me. It was powerful to watch the transition in someone else of what God was doing, so that I believe she would also say, I can't keep quiet. When we think about how good God has been to us, how he's kept us, come on. From danger seen and unseen, every day we get up, it's another blessing. So many people will go to bed tonight and not wake up in the morning, but we, glory to God, are going to wake up in the morning with power and authority, with blood running warm in our veins. Come on, we've got a roof over our head, we got clothes on our back, we got shoes on our feet, because God has been good to us. I can't keep quiet. We talk about him being a healer and a deliverer. They wanted to keep him quiet because something had taken place. A miracle had occurred. How many of us have experienced a miracle? In that miracle, we didn't keep quiet, but we opened our mouth to share what God had done. People need to hear our testimony. People need to hear the truth. They need to hear what God is doing, what the word is saying concerning their situation. If you want to be quiet when it comes to your opinion, because everybody has one and not all of it is good. If you want to be quiet with that. But when it comes to God's word, we've got to open our mouth, my brothers and sisters. We've got to start declaring God's truth. And then the voice that he needs us to be in this season, now more than ever. We won't keep quiet. We won't keep quiet. We won't. We won't keep quiet. What will quiet me? Nothing. Just like nothing can separate me from his love. Nothing. Nothing. Because I understand who he is in my life. I understand what he's done for me. I understand my worth in him. I won't keep quiet. I want to ask those who are on the phone line tonight, if you would press one, if you don't mind sharing, amen. Just the experience of how some times people have tried to silence you, as they did here with Peter and John, because a miracle had taken place, and they knew that they were connected to this miracle. Not that they did it, but they were connected to God. They were connected to Jesus, who spoke a word and things happened. And now, because we are speaking God's word, God is doing miraculous things in our midst. I don't want to hear that. It'd be like, don't get them, don't call them. Because they might lay hands and they might cast out demons and they might do these things that we hear about in the word, and we don't do that. How about I'm still not going to keep quiet? I'm going to still speak. I'm going to speak his word. And God says we got to get out of the box. When it comes to being quiet, don't find it odd that if you're in the grocery store, someone comes to you and says, I need you to pray for me, and I need you to pray for me now. Guess what? We won't be quiet. We're going to pray that prayer. We're going to believe God. We're going to be in agreement with them for whatever it is they need according to his will for their lives. And then we're going to expect God to do, because we believe in him. We know that he answers the prayers of the righteous. We won't keep quiet. Oh, God, I thank you. Ooh, I thank you. How many people are having a secret meeting right now about you? Because you're walking according to God's plan for your life. Because you're decreeing and declaring the word. Because you're praying prayers that are being answered. Because lives are being changed. Because you're speaking his word. How many people are having a secret meeting about you right now, trying to decide what they're going to do with you, saying we don't want them to be using the name of Jesus? We don't want to hear that. We don't want to know anything about the miracles. We just want to go along with business as usual. But God said, not so. Not so. We have allowed people to decide what we're going to say, what we're going to do, how we're going to do it for too long. God is saying, I have empowered you. I have given you keys to the kingdom. I've given you authority and power and dominion. I've given you a mind to do. I hear you, God. Yeah, he said he gave you a will to do. That's true. He did. He gave you a will, but he said, I would that you obey my will for you and not your own, because in obeying your will for yourself, you've gone through some unnecessary grief. You kept quiet when I wanted you to speak, but now I need you to open your mouth. Now I need you to be heard like never before. Now, for all those who tried to silence you, for those who've had the meetings and the hidden agendas to try to keep back what God was doing in your life, they will be exposed, and God will deal with them. And God is going to open up the doors and the opportunity that his miracles will be seen through you as you're obedient to his word. I had to say that because some people are expecting God to do miracles through them. And they ain't living no kind of way. They ain't even, but God said, obey me. Obey me. And I'm going to use you. Obey me. And I'm going to speak through you profound truths of my word. But I need you to not be quiet when it comes to releasing what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Pastor Linda Brown, Prophet Nina Williams are on the line tonight. Amen. If either of you have anything you would like to share, amen. First one, and I'll gladly bring one. So Linda, God bless you.
God bless you, Prophetess. I'm just listening to what you're saying, and my mind is just going and reviewing some things, and I'm thinking, why? Why is that? And it's in the church. It's the church that want to silence the church. Why is it?
Yes.
You're right. Don't be laying here. Don't bring that all in here. I don't want to be in a place where they're talking in tongues and praying in tongues. That I don't want that. I mean, that worship. I mean, it's just too much. Why is that? Why is that, prophetess?
Well, it is this. You said it's the church against the church, but it's not. It's man against the church. Because right now it's being readily revealed that many organizations that call themselves churches are really organizations built by man to dictate what they want done through God's word, but it's not places where God dwells.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those organizations called church
don't
want truth. Those organizations that are run by individuals who don't study the word, who don't have a relationship with God, but will dictate to the preacher what he can preach across the pulpit, those organizations, they can stay quiet. Because all they're doing is spewing propaganda across the pulpit to keep people in bondage instead of releasing God's word as truth. So, no, it's not the church. Because we are the church, my sister. We the church. Because it dwells in us. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in us. We are the church, and we have the ability to speak God's word. We won't be quiet.
We do and have the ability to speak his word. And when I say it's in the church, I'm not, because the church is in us. We are the dwelling place. But it's the organized church, I guess, the traditional that don't want.
That's true. They don't want. If we look at the traditional, we look at the traditional, often the traditional does not believe all of God's word. It picks and chooses what parts of God's word they want to believe.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Traditional will not receive apostolic order. The traditional will not receive the prophet. The traditional will not receive women preaching the gospel. The traditional will not receive hair being braided or me wearing lipstick. The traditional stuff that man has imposed upon people and say that it's God. Yeah, they're trying to choke folk and keep them quiet with their own agenda. With their own agenda. But God is saying, come on, I need you to open up. Be like Peter and John and say, for us, there's no question. We can't keep quiet about what we've seen and heard.
Right.
We just think about the things that we've seen God do, not just for us, but for others, that we've prayed for, other places we've been, and we've seen God move. How can you be quiet when you see blind eyes open and deaf ears open and a lame man walking? How can you be quiet? I've heard the testimonies of so many women who've dealt with breast cancer issues where they had a lump in their breast and they go back to the doctor and there's no lump in their breast. For the doctor to say, this is wrong with you, when you go back to the doctor after prayer and the laying on of hands, believing for your healing, you go back and nothing's wrong.
Amen. Yeah.
We've seen God do miraculous things even in our lives. So how then can we keep quiet? How then? And you know, God, I thank you. Even as I'm sharing this, to leaders tonight who may be listening tonight or who may listen later at this broadcast, God said, check yourself. Check yourself in your ministry. Make sure that what you're doing is in alignment with my word and not what you learned at seminary. Come on.
All right now.
Check your relationship with me. I want you to check it first because, see, I'm going to hold you accountable, leader. That you want to stand in the pulpit
tell the people what they can and cannot do. You leave the pulpit and go do everything you just told them they can't do. Kick yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because see, what you're doing to the people, you're going to spew to them your own agenda to try to keep yourself covered. And God said enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to stand up and be who God has called us to be, as his voices, as his ambassadors, as his sons and his daughters. We got to open up our mouths. We can't keep quiet. This world that we
Amen.
Live in, as we know, is about to shift like we ain't never seen a shift before. In just another week or so, it's going to be some stuff going on up in here. And it's going to require that the men and women of God, the true men and women of God, be in place to be able to speak, to bring peace
mm-hmm.
in the midst of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be necessary. But if you shucking and jabbing, and you only want to do the pieces of the word that please you, you only want to quote, he's going to open up the window of heaven and pour me out a blessing. I don't have room enough to receive. But what else is required? Get a whole story. Get a whole story. If you can't get a whole story, keep quiet. But for those of you who will open up your mouth and declare the truth, to speak God's word in season and out of season,
mm-hmm.
God said, come on, don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. And I'm speaking to some underdogs, because there's some folk out there. God has poured so much in you. Rivers,
mm-hmm.
rivers of living water need to be flowing up out of you now. And you have been suppressed by the hand of man. And God said, no longer will you be suppressed, but my voice will be the greater voice in your life. Don't be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be quiet
mm-hmm.
any longer. Open your mouth and speak. Open your mouth and speak my word. Ah, God. And stop second-guessing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have fear. Fear is not of God. That's the part of the enemy's plan and plot to keep you quiet. But God said, come on. I placed it in you. And I needed to come forward like never before.
Mm-hmm.
Like never before. I just thank God tonight. Pastor Linda, thank you so much.
I can tell that this is very, very dear to your heart. I mean, this is truly, this is pressing on you, God. God is pressing you to release this to the people of God.
Amen. 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 He is, because we two-faced.
mm-hmm.
the word that just came, two-faced.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'd be one face in front of our peers, and then one face in front of the church folk.
Mm.
But God said, well, if you like that, you double-minded, and then you ain't stable.
Right.
I can't do much with you.
Right.
I need you to be a constant. I need you to be a constant.
Mm.
I need you to be a constant.
My
so that's
God.
Something that the leaders of God have to really address, our consistency in him. Because if we're not consistent, that's why we've been quiet.
Right.
That's why we've been quiet. Because if we open our mouth too much, somebody can point a finger and be like, well, you said that, but I saw you last night. I better not say that. Because it'll be consistency. Consistency in him.
Mm-hmm.
How you walking, how you living. Because what we do, how we're responding to life situations, really does tell the truth about where our relationship is with him.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear them folks that say, oh, I was about to lay down my religion and cuss them out.
Mm-hmm.
You can lay down your religion, because your religion is not what it's about. It's about your relationship. And because you have relationship with him, you ain't going to cuss them out no way.
Right.
Because because you know that ain't your battle.
Mm-mm.
What you have to do is love the hell out of them. Can you do that?
Mm.
That'll require you cuss nobody.
Right. Amen.
Show them love and compassion.
Mm.
Can you do that? Hallelujah.
You stir it up.
Hallelujah.
You stir it up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. We won't keep quiet. We won't. And I had entitled this, "We Can't Keep Quiet at First." But God said, "No, you can't. And you can. But say you won't."
Right.
I said,
right.
"Oh my God, I get
right.
that. I get that. I right. get that."
Mm-hmm.
We won't keep quiet.
We won't keep quiet.
We won't keep quiet. We won't
Mm-mm.
keep quiet. And if you're listening, wherever you are, just begin to decree and declare that up out of your spirit. We won't
keep
quiet.
Keep quiet.
We
yeah,
won't
they
keep
were
quiet.
Even. They were even beaten. They were beaten.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't
yeah.
keep quiet.
But they wouldn't keep quiet. And come on, sis, we may have not received the lashes on
Mm-mm.
our back or on our legs. We haven't gotten a physical beating, but come on, emotionally and spiritually, we've been beat
mm-hmm.
by church and
mm-hmm.
church folk because
mm-hmm.
they didn't
mm-hmm.
want to hear truth.
Right.
They didn't want
oh,
to
God.
Experience God. They
oh,
just
God.
Wanted their regular religious rhetoric.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't bring that in here.
Don't bring that up in
God.
Here. We don't do that.
And that's why people aren't getting healed. People aren't getting delivered. They aren't getting set free. We keep dealing with the same thing over and over again until we get truth and receive the truth.
Yeah. Amen.
It won't be the growth. It won't be. Oh, okay. You already said that.
Amen.
you already said.
Thank you so
said.
Much for joining us. We've got a couple minutes left. Amen. Do you have something you want to share?
No, just amen. The word that you released tonight has been very, very, very powerful and meaningful, I guess, to me as I continue in my journey with regard to keeping quiet. But I think some of that, too, is just that lack of connection to him and his word. And, you know, you said we live in that double life and we're not being consistent. And I think that lack of connection that we have keeps us from being consistent and then also keeps us from being, you know, afraid to speak up or speak out when you know he's given you, you know, something to do or something to release. So just a very powerful word tonight, and I thank you for it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God.
Yeah.
We thank God. I thank you both for joining on tonight. Thank you for what you've shared. It is my prayer that this will fuel you, truly empower you, that you would feast on this, not just as you're listening now, but in the days to come. Really take a look at where you are and look at your consistency. Look at your walk. Look at your talk. Look at your relationship with him to find out why you've been content with being quiet when God says, no, 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 we can't keep quiet anymore. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for what you've spoken. We thank you for the seeds that you've planted in the spirits of your people. God, we thank you for the increase, God, that their lives would be changed, forever changed towards you, oh God, that we would open up our mouth. We will not ever, again, be quiet, but we will speak. We will decree, we will declare your word of truth to your people that we may do what you've called us to do and be the impact in the kingdom that you need from us in these days. Father, we thank you. We lift up every leader now, God, who's teetering, hot or cold. Just go in and make them hot or cold, God. Shut it down if you got to. But have your way. Give them the opportunity. And if they don't choose, God, you do it. Father, we thank you for it. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.
Amen.